full of top world class players in the All Star team as well as Juventus. He'll go and enjoy it, and it's an experience that can't be taken away from him. So hopefully he only plays 45 minutes, which would be nice.
You're listening to Reach Deep with Dan Riccio and Randy Chanda.
Beautiful girl, lovely dress. Where she is now, I can only guess, cause it's gone.
I guess Robbo agrees with you, Randy.
Smart man.
At Alphonso Davies will play more than 30 minutes in the All-Star game tomorrow night.
Of course he is.
Now joining us is Paul Tenorio of The Athletic. Thanks for doing this, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I hope it's not too loud. I'm in that MLS All-Star hotel lobby. It's buzzing with soccer activity, as you can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Is Alphonso Davies running by everybody? Is he, like, you know, galloping through the streets of Atlanta at this point? No, not yet.
He is what the buzz is all about in the lobby. I can tell you that much. I think everyone's kind of keeping an eye on the reactions to Alphonso Davies. He's the man of the hour here. Everyone wants to interview him. All the Juve players want to see what he's all about because of the money that Bayern Munich spent. So yeah, Alphonso Davies is certainly one of the people that is the center of attention here in Atlanta this week.
Well, outside of Atlanta, obviously with the All-Star game being there, that's a big deal, but what kind of interest has that garnered south of the border in general as far as his transfer to Bayern Munich?
Oh, I mean, it's been absolutely huge. It's been everything that's going on right now is kind of a reaction to Alphonso Davies, the sale, because now you start to wonder, what does that mean for Tyler Adams and the Red Bulls? That's a big question. It's, you know, what's Vancouver going to do with the money that they brought in? Who are they going to sign? What are they going to do? Does it affect any of the trades in the market that's still open right now? How is the league going to change? Don Garber's been talking about it. The solidarity payments that Vancouver paid, you know, that sparked a discussion around the league. So, it's been a big point of pride for the league itself. I think it's also for everyone around the league been this moment of, you know, this is a game changer. And how much of a game changer is it going to be in the short term? And in the long term, we're yet to see. But certainly it's been the big moment for this league, not just this season, but I think of the last couple of years because of what it could potentially do to change the market for Major League Soccer.
Yeah, and Paul, I think that, you know, we look at it as a sale, and there's some people here in Vancouver that are like, well, you know, we should be trying to keep these types of players. And the reality is, for an MLS club, that's just not the way it works just yet. But in a way, it can work because, you know, younger players out of this might now see MLS as a potential stepping stone league towards a further career in Europe. And I think that's kind of the next stage of where MLS is going as a league. How do you think about that?
Absolutely. I mean, look, every single league in the world is a selling league, and almost every single team in the world is a selling team. And there are very few exceptions to that. You may not have to sell out of necessity, but, you know, even Barcelona sold Neymar, you know, even Real Madrid sold Ronaldo. So selling players is part of the global football economy. That's the way this whole thing works. And for too long, MLS tried to avoid that. They were afraid of the moniker of being a selling league and being perceived as though, you know, as they think Holland or Belgium is, and that it's just a stepping stone to move on. What they don't recognize is you have to go through those parts of the economy in order to be relevant in global soccer, to bring in players, more players like Almiron, and to give them a signal that, yes, this can work here. You can come here, you can grow as a player, you can grow your career, and then you can move on, and that's not a bad thing. And absolutely, this sale is an indication of that. I think Miguel Almiron will probably be sold in January. He'll be another example of that. And we're going to keep seeing it. And I think the league is finally getting that this is an important part of its growth. It's an important part of staying relevant as a league. And it certainly is going to be an important part for the wallets of the owners who are investing a lot of money in their academies and need to see profit from that eventually, the way Vancouver has.
Well, there's a lot of discussion in this city of what the Whitecaps should do next. And you mentioned Atlanta there. They've kind of changed the game by investing in younger South American players. LAFC did that as well. From an outside perspective, what do you think the Whitecaps should do with that money that they have now?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for signing younger players. I still think that there's a usefulness for class players, whether you're 32 or whether you're 23. I've seen Bastian Schweinsteiger come into Chicago and be the best player on the field in almost every game that he's played here in Major League Soccer. And he helps the Fire win, or, you know, when he has good players around him, and he helps other players get better. And that's good for the league too. I obviously love signings like Miguel Almirón because they are transformative for this league, and you can get them for the right price. If you're willing to put the cash down on the transfer fee instead of on the salary, it's hard to find Miguel Almirón's. You don't need to go look for 19, 18, 19-year-olds. If you're willing to put down $8 to $10 million, you can go get a 23, 24-year-old midfielder out of Argentina that's proven, that's played first-team minutes, and that can come in and be, you know, an MVP-type candidate. But you've got to look at that investment as a one big kind of chunk overall. You've got to look at it and say, okay, is our budget $15 million? How much of that do we want to be salary? How much do we want it to be transfer fee? You know, that's the question Vancouver's going to have to ask itself when they get that chunk of change in January.
Paul Tenorio, national soccer reporter for The Athletic, joining us here on Reach Deep, Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda on Sportsnet 650. That's long been the point of contention here in Vancouver from the fan base, is why aren't we, you know, willing to pay transfer fees for players? Maybe this windfall of money that will come from the Davies transfer changes that. Paul, isn't it? What's the reality across the league? How many teams are, you know, willing to pay transfer fees for players?
Well, I think we're seeing a moment in kind of history here for MLS, because what's happened is the global economy for this sport has changed, and it's much harder to find talented players on free transfers than it used to be. You've got to go out and pay to get talent. As this league gets better, to get the talent that's going to make you competitive, you've got to pay for it. And under the current salary cap structure as it exists, you really don't have that much wiggle room to do that. You've got your three DP spots. You've got the TAM spots, but it's a very small window to be able to keep a player under $1.5 million when you're paying a transfer fee, a quality player. And so I think we're going to see the league have to change its rules at some point here soon, because there are more teams in the league willing to pay transfer fees that have the funds to pay transfer fees, you know, whether we're talking about Atlanta or even Portland at kind of the middle tier. Seattle certainly has been in on players with transfer fees. NYCFC, LAFC, LA Galaxy. And these owners want to keep expanding that, but it's tough in the structure as it is. So, you know, the CBA ends at the end of next year. I wouldn't be surprised to see out of those discussions, and here in the All-Star game, the Board of Governors meetings that are happening right now, that there's some real, real talk about how do we improve the structure, the salary cap structure of this league, to allow teams a little bit more flexibility with those transfer fees.
Hey, Paul, always appreciate the insights. Enjoy the All-Star game, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me.
There he is. At Paul Tenorio is where you can follow him on Twitter, national soccer reporter for The Athletic. And it's funny. I mean, maybe there's some Whitecaps fans that don't really care all that much, but this Davies transfer in and of itself is changing what the league is about, is changing how the league is perceived around the world. That all happened in Vancouver.
Sportsnet 650.